This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Don't you always want to be the best you can be?
The Frankie Boyer Show.
What is this?
It's more than a lifestyle show.
It's a show about living in today's world.
I think something is happening.
Frankie enthusiastically brings an amazing, eclectic mix to the airwaves.
You got that right.
One of the reasons she's earned legions of loyal fans is very simple. When you listen to The Frankie Boyer Show, you just never know what's going to happen next.
So listen for yourself.
Here is Frankie Boyer.
And welcome. It is Cannabis Talk, A to Z, an educational odyssey. And as we are getting ready to vote, five states are preparing to vote on medical and recreational cannabis. And joining us today is Jeff Smith from Marijuana Business Daily. And Jeff, welcome. It's always a pleasure. Welcome back.
Thanks, Frankie. I appreciate it.
So these states, what are the five states that we're looking at?
Yeah, it's pretty active this year. So the big ones are New Jersey. It will be voting. The voters will be voting on adult use legalization. Arizona, also adult use or recreational legalization. Montana, adult use. South Dakota, both medical and adult use are on the ballot. And then Mississippi, in the deep south, medical marijuana.
What are the chances of, give us what the odds are.
Well, I think the chances are looking quite good in New Jersey. So the lawmakers put that one on the ballot. They've had a hard time lawmakers agreeing on a legalization package, but the governor definitely wants to move forward, and I think voters will pass that, and that's going to be a huge market. That's going to be nearly $1 billion a year within a couple of years, and we expect that to have a ripple effect to spur more activity down the East Coast, particularly New York and inland with Pennsylvania and Connecticut and Rhode Island. So I think that will have a huge impact. Arizona.
So what are the
Go ahead.
I'm sorry. What are the states right now, as we are speaking, right before this election, what states have some form? It's about 32 states out of the United States right now. 32.
Yeah, it sort of depends how you count it. Right. It's close to 35 states with what we kind of say is kind of a full medical marijuana program. Close to 35 states, and then 11 have recreational as well. And Vermont last night. The governor there let a legalization bill through. He decided not to sign it, but he decided not to veto it either. So Vermont becomes the 11th state in the country to legalize an adult use commercial market.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, big stuff happening.
That's big story. That's a big story. And we have a wonderful station in Vermont that listens to this show. So congratulations for that in Burlington. Very exciting news. Very exciting news. It's exciting because the more that I do this show, Jeff, and you at Marijuana Business, you understand this. This is a very important, very, very important time in our country. And people need this plant, just as they need medicine. And in many states, although Massachusetts was not one of them, it was deemed essential.
That's right. That's a huge deal. You're right. Across the country, particularly medical marijuana, was deemed essential. and even recreational marijuana in most states were allowed. Like you said, in Massachusetts was one state where they didn't initially allow recreational stores to open during the lockdown, but really across the country, it's been seen as an essential business.
Yeah. You know what's so interesting about all of this is that Massachusetts is a perfect example, Jeff, of a state that stalled and stalled and stalled. They did not want recreational, let alone legal, and everyone in the state was banking that the first round, when it went on the ballot, it wouldn't pass, but guess what? It did. And they were literally left with their mouths open. No commission, no infrastructure whatsoever. They had no idea how they were going to handle or manage. It was a debacle. People that got licenses spent hundreds of thousands of dollars, could not use those licenses. They were deemed illegal. I mean, we had a mess on our hands. It's just now, 6 years later, I think, it's a long time, just starting to see the expansion of these dispensaries in the state.
That's right. It got off to a very, very, very slow start. But it's rapidly growing now.
And yes,
better than me, but I think didn't Boston recently get its first adult use store? Anyway, it is growing.
Yeah, it did.
Now
it did. Yeah, it's growing. It's growing rapidly. And the thing that's so interesting about this store is that it's right next door to a drug rehab, so they're like really bent out of shape. It's in East Boston, and what's so interesting is this was a very seedy kind of a neighborhood, and now there are these gorgeous shishi condos and apartments on the waterfront, like thousands of them, that this development that's been building and building and building for years. And, you know, my friend's father was in one of those ratty buildings as a senior, and right next door are multi-million dollar apartments. And, you know, they had the rodent problem, and gosh, only knows what's going to happen with these. But it's right across the street from where the dispensary is. So I just think this dispensary will probably do very well. But, yeah, it's a strange juxtaposition. But we're talking about a time where unemployment is at the highest, where revenue from businesses and states are needing money. And so this is really very exciting that these states are looking at cannabis and trying to get some of these laws changed.
Yeah, and especially when they had a hard time collecting signatures, you know, because of the lockdown. And we would have had even more states on the ballot if it hadn't been for the pandemic. I think Ohio might have been on the ballot for adult use, and even places like Nebraska for medical marijuana. But anyway, we still have a lot of activity, and sales for existing programs, sales have been really strong during the pandemic, almost across the board, particularly medical marijuana sales. The only pockets that have had trouble is maybe, you know, areas that were dependent on tourists or areas that had long lockdowns. But really, sales have been very strong during the pandemic.
And again, so New Jersey is probably going to be the green light. They'll probably get the green light. And
I think so.
What's the projected first year of sales for New Jersey? Just saying.
Well, we're projecting $400 million for the first full year, and I think it could be a little bit conservative, but New Jersey has had a fairly restrictive medical marijuana program, although they've been expanding it under Governor Phil Murphy. So our projection is a little bit conservative, perhaps, but we don't know a lot about the structure of that program yet. the details of the structure will be worked out after the initiative passes, hopefully, in November. So we don't know how business-friendly it will be, how many licenses will be allowed, that sort of thing. So we're only projecting $400 million for the first full year, but it could be well more than that. You know, Illinois
just
launched in January. Illinois recently hit $68 million on just during 1 month, which, you know, is equivalent to over $800 million a year. So, you can see how the numbers can really grow rapidly.
Hey, Jeff, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with Jeff Smith
from
Marijuana Business Daily. Hold on. We'll be back in a moment. Frankie Boyer, stay tuned. This is Cannabis Talk, A to Z, and Educational Odyssey.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-834-6216. 800-834-6216. 800-834-6216. Again, that's 800-834-6216.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process business called E2 Technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your real water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Welcome back. It is Frankie Boyer, Cannabis Talk A to Z. We're in the middle of a conversation with Jeff Smith for Marijuana Business Daily, and he is explaining to us the brisk activity for the November election, given that the ballot initiative efforts in Nebraska, Ohio, Oklahoma, and elsewhere were, of course, squashed because of the pandemic. But we do have states that are looking at passing or at least getting on the ballot this year: Mississippi, Montana, South Dakota. What are the chances and the likely of Montana?
Oh, I think Montana, I'm trying to think if we have a good survey recently on Montana. I think there's a pretty good chance there. The most recent survey we have is from February, and they supported it by a margin of 54% to 37%, but there was still a chunk that were undecided.
It's
a small, population, but there's already a lot of medical cannabis dispensaries, medical cannabis operators, and they would get a 12-month head start, so they would be transitioned into the adult use market.
That.
So it could be, so it could be a pretty busy market. We're projecting maybe a couple hundred million dollars of sales in the first year.
Wow. And Arizona?
In Arizona, I would think that would pass. But we have a real mix of surveys there. Some are showing about a double-digit lead, and some are showing it's very close. But I would think it would pass. Yeah, go ahead.
Arizona has medical, correct?
That's right. It's got a huge medical market. It's got a medical market
huge.
Nearly a billion dollars a year. It really is crazy. And those existing medical marijuana operators would get automatic entry into the adult use market. So it should be a huge adult use market as well.
I want to go back to New Jersey for just a moment because, what the sad truth is that there were so many parents that had to flee, and one of those families was documented in one of Sanjay Gupta's Weeds 1, 2, or 3, I can't remember which one, but because they couldn't get medical cannabis for their child. This is why this is such a critical story, Jeff, and why I'm still so passionate about spreading the news of how this plant could possibly be a deal breaker. Olivia Newton-John was just on television the other day talking about her husband, who for 15 years is a botanical guru, and she's been using medicinal plants to help her in her metastatic stage 4 breast cancer struggle, and she looked terrific. And I just think that we need to look at this. We just need to continue the research and look at these studies. This is really important.
Yeah, and I think as more studies come out, there's more evidence, of how medical marijuana does help.
Yeah, it really, I just think that people should be able to have the opportunity. And I also think that if you need a gummy to go and chill at night, like, it's okay. You know, there's no judgment here. Whatever you need to do to get through this is what you need to do.
Yeah, and I think you're right. You know, with New Jersey, there had been a problem with access. I think it is better now, access to medical marijuana. But you look at New York, and New York still has a ban on smokable flower, for example. So there's still a huge illicit market there. And so it's very restrictive still. So it's really taken a long time for even these medical marijuana programs to kind of open up in a lot of areas anyway.
Yeah. I mean, it's just recent in the past year that Massachusetts has opened up as well. It takes a lot of money. People don't realize the licensing in the from beginning to end is not an easy feat. You have to spend a tremendous amount of money, and it's just a lot of work. And now with COVID, it's even more work.
Yeah, it's a tremendous upfront cost. Yeah, we're looking right now into the expenses, just COVID-related expenses, because, you know, for all the personal protection equipment and so forth, and that's a huge cost. And then, you know, taxes, they can't deduct their expenses because of the federal prohibition on marijuana.
Oh, that's right. Oh, my gosh, I forgot. That's right. It's such a dichotomy, isn't it?
It's such a conflict between federal and state laws.
But this election is going to be very interesting. And again, Arizona's on the ballot, Mississippi, Montana, New Jersey. Am I missing? And South Dakota.
Right.
How is South Dakota looking?
You know, we don't have any independent surveys. The proponents say it's looking good for them, but we just don't have any independent polls telling us that. Mississippi has a very business-friendly initiative that could have, you know, an effect on the rest of the Deep South, but the legislature put on the ballot a very restrictive measure, so there's two measures, and it's complicated, and it will take a lot of support for the business-friendly one to pass. So the lawmakers have really tried to make it difficult for Mississippians to have medical marijuana.
And so it seems like the two coasts are getting strong, and the rest are starting to follow suit.
That's right. The red states are beginning to follow suit now.
And I think that it will be a matter of time. I think probably in the next few years we'll be seeing a big surge in the states that are allowing medical cannabis, don't you think?
I think so. And, I think partly not only because it's the public sentiment is so strong in support of medical marijuana, but these states really need the revenue.
Of course.
They're going to have to really open up some of these programs. And we've seen how successful Oklahoma is. Oklahoma has a really wide open medical marijuana industry, and it's been very successful. And I think other states look at that and they look at that and say, well, that's not a bad model. Let's follow it, friendly. Yeah.
Well, we will talk with you after the elections to see what the end results are. Thank you so much, Jeff Smith, for your
time. Thank you.
Really appreciate
it.
You're always so great to do it. So thanks so much. And we'll be back in just a moment. Frankie Boyer, this is Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey. Coming up next, just an individual trying to find what the right dosage is. How do you find how to use CBD and THC, and do you mix them and all of that? So it's a candid conversation with a wandering consumer. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Never listen up, D. Yeah.
With all the CBD offerings today, how do you choose the best one? My name is John R. Taylor, and I've been a naturopath for over 20 years formulating high-quality natural supplements. When I launched my Core Hemp CBD product several years ago, I used all my years of experience to produce the best possible CBD products. Core Hemp will satisfy all the rules of choosing a quality CBD product. Core Hemp is non-GMO, blended and bottled in the USA. not an isolate or synthetic. I only use full-spectrum hemp oil. 500 milligrams of CBD at 1 milligram per drop. Third-party testing so you know what you're getting. 100% hemp, no MCTs, no coconut oil or olive oil. We have both an oral CBD oil and a topical, plus one just for pets. To learn more about Core Hemp products, go to core-hemp.com and use the coupon code HEMP2020 for a 15% discount on your entire purchase.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Ah, lovely, lovely. music, by the way, from Dave Chick, who is our guest today right here on Cannabis Talk A to Z and Educational Odyssey. I'm Frankie Boyer. And, you know, I was talking with Dave about one of my frustrations doing this show, and this is our fourth year. This month we celebrate our fourth year being on air with this show, is that there really is not good information on how to begin a program. Do you start with CBD? Do you do THC? Do you mix the combination? And a lot of people have a hard time figuring out the road, and a lot of people in the early days tried CBD for sleep, but it really didn't work because they needed more, and there's just so much misinformation, so many types of products out there, and you don't know really how to figure it out unless you experiment. And Dave Chick, welcome to the program. As a musician, as a professor, and as someone who is the owner of a New England, tell us about the network for just a moment, Original Music at New England Radio.
Hey, Frankie. Thanks for having me on. It's called newenglandradio.net, and it's an internet radio station for all original music. It's also on a different platform. It's called wirw.net, and that shows the artists who are performing. And there's a link that you can just to start it. And then from there, I have some other platforms where I have some sponsors and I promote a few products. But mostly the passion came from, you know, being a musician, and 99.9% musicians, you know, have most of their music in the top drawer. And I thought, you know, I had some great, great connections in New York City and, you know, and, internationally. And I thought that I would love to hear some of this music. I'd like to get it out there and promote it. And that's what I do.
And that's and Dave also airs our show as well. I'm always so grateful for that.
I didn't know if I should say that or not, but we do have all
the
Cannabis
Talk A to Z
and Frankie Boyer shows, and they're very, very popular. I see by my analytics that, you know, my ratings just jumped way up after I started broadcasting your awesome shows.
Oh, I'm so happy. Thank you so much for that. And Dave and I go back a lot of years, and, you know, you're an example of how the endocannabinoid system is so different for each individual, and how you really need to test the waters. And explain to us your road into the world of cannabis and CBD.
Sure. Well, I always have a little anxiety based upon, you know, different things that have occurred in my life. Nothing particularly serious, but things that have been just rather chronic that occurred when I was younger. And I get triggered by certain things, and my adrenaline seems to just get a little bit out of control sometimes. So what happened was, I was noticing that I really was starting to have difficulty sleeping. I'd get up around 2 in the morning. I would have these flutters in my chest, and I knew it wasn't a heart issue. Now, I'm familiar with anxiety disorders and panic attacks and things like that. And this was something that definitely was connected to anxiety. So I happened to be in Colorado visiting. I attended a wedding, my niece's wedding. And, you know, Colorado, definitely the place to be if you want to experiment a little bit. So at that point, I was given some CBD and for sleep. A friend of mine at the wedding said, well, why don't you try this? I said, okay. And I kind of got a little bit of an impact. And then a little later on, somebody else said, you know, maybe you could try the 2-to-1 or 3-to-1 CBD to THC. And I said, okay. And my wife said, boy, you went right out. You really slept well. And that was the beginning of my journey. This was about a year and a half ago. And then I got a medical marijuana card in Massachusetts, connected to general anxiety. And from there, I started experimenting. And one of the things that I did was, you know, I tried smoking, and I didn't like that because it was just too fast, and I just get paranoid. So yeah. I opted to the edibles.
That's so interesting that you're saying that, because I think this is really important. I want to go back, because this is why it's real important to I'm not a medical doctor, but I've been around the arena of this cannabis conversation for years now and have studied it. And one of the things that is very significant is the endocannabinoid system. And someone explained it to me as such, that my endocannabinoid system may be on empty and yours may be 3/4 of a tank. A lot of product to fill me up. I need more product to fill me up than you do. And that's why every person is different. Some people have a natural ability to have a high endocannabinoid system, and others are depleted. And when I was taking care of a friend, a mutual friend of ours that did pass away from anal cancer a couple of years ago, I realized for me that my endocannabinoid system was at the lowest point, and that the anxiety and the stress that I was dealing with was so extreme that I needed a lot of CBD to just have me function in a day. And I'm not talking about taking the stress off as well, but it was that CBD that stopped me from really and truly having tremendous fits of rage, because it was a very difficult situation that I was under. Extreme conditions I wouldn't wish on my worst enemy. The smells alone from anal cancer, if one can only imagine, and he wanted to stay at home, and then he started smoking at the end of his life, the last few months, and every day was very demanding. He wanted this, he wanted that. It was like a real problem, and I was the only caretaker and the only one that came in regularly and fed him and did what I had to do every single day. And so in order for me to keep my cool and not be reactionary, that CBD truly, at that point, Dave, changed my life. It really did. And when that situation was over and my life got back to normal, my body did not need that kind of CBD anymore. So I just want people to know that it fluctuates depending on the level of stress that we're all under. But each and every one of us, our endocannabinoid system is different. And there isn't a test, unfortunately, to see what the levels are. So it's experimentation is the answer.
I completely agree. It kind of reminds me of, you know, depleting serotonin levels and people taking, you know, drugs to help with depression. And what happened for me was that the CBD was not enough. So I did a little bit of research. I spoke with my doctor, and the doctor said, look, a little bit of THC, maybe a 3-to-1 CBD or 2-to-1 CBD. In Massachusetts, they didn't have any 2-to-1s. They had, everything was just 1-to-1, you know, 1 milligram of CBD for 1 milligram of THC. So I said, he said, give that a try. So I said, okay. And then I started, you know, going, finding chocolates and, you know, and, gummy bears and all different kinds of things that were 1-to-1. And what I noticed was that it took me about a year to figure out that I needed more, like, in Massachusetts, you can get a 2-to-1 now, and I'm hoping they can have a 3-to-1. So 2 milligrams of CBD for 1 milligram of THC. And I found that I had to take a lot less. I was not really happy with just THC. I would feel relaxed, but I would get, it just wasn't really working for me because there was always a side effect. So what I did was I finally figured out for me a 2-to-1 combination of CBD to THC was very helpful, and then all of a sudden my...
I'm going to let you finish that. I'm going to let you finish that.
Okay.
We're going to take a quick break. It's commercial radio. Okay. But we'll be right back with David Chick right here, NewEnglandRadioNetwork.net. I'm Frankie Boyer, Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey.
Don't be stressed out or anxious. Take Hempanol, the only raw CO2 hemp extract available. It's 100% organic with wild oregano P73 extract. You might have heard about CBD, but there's no comparison. Hempanol has the power and potency you need to support your nervous system, stay calm and focused, and maintain a healthy immune system. Unlike other CBD oils, Hempanol contains the full spectrum of phytocannabinoids. Take Hempanol and feel great. And if you suffer from insomnia and can't seem to get that full night's rest, try Hempanol PM. Hempanol PM is specifically formulated to get you the rest you need without feeling sluggish when you wake. It's non-addictive, completely natural, and leaves you feeling energetic and ready to take on the day. To place your order, to find out where to find Hempanol in your area, call 1-800-243-5242. 800-243-5242. Or visit us at oreganol.com.
Warning, if you are over the age of 65 and on Medicare Parts A and B, you must listen to this. Studies show that the average Medicare recipient pays more than $5,000 in out-of-pocket medical expenses each year. What is even worse is that sudden health emergencies can cost $75,000 or more and force thousands of unfortunate Americans into extreme debt and even bankruptcy. There is hope. The solution is SnapMedicare.com. All it takes is a quick phone call to 800-286-5516 to protect yourself and your finances. Call 800-286-5516 to make sure your Medicare plan includes provisions to cover any gap in your coverage. Whether you have questions about Part A or Part B Medicare, remember and rest easy knowing that your medical expenses are being taken care of with SnapMedicare.com. Call 800-286-5516. You and your loved ones deserve peace of mind, and SnapMedicare.com will help you get it. Call 800-286-5516. That's 800-286-5516.
My name is Brian, and I'm 80 years of age. Recently, I was dealing with symptoms of a COVID infection. Initially, I had a fever with chills and a sore throat. Within a short time, the fever subsided, and the sore throat improved, but still lingered. I used several different supplements without success. I then tried Green Meadow Whey, and immediately my sore throat went away. I feel that Green Meadow Whey helped me defeat this COVID infection, and it gives me a noticeable lift in my energy.
Lactoferrin is a naturally occurring nutrient in whey protein. It has been shown to have potent antiviral activity. Lactoferrin binds to a virus, blocking its ability to enter the cell. It also stimulates antiviral interferon production. Green Meadow Whey contains 300 to 600 milligrams of non-denatured lactoferrin per scoop. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or go to greenmeadowway.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Back. It is Frankie Boyer, Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey. Musician and entrepreneur, Professor David Tick is with us. Dave Tick is the founder of NewEnglandRadioNetwork.net, where you can hear this show and many of my other programs, and as well as original music. And Dave, welcome back. And so through your experimentation, explain to us where you are today and this growth period, because no one really talks about tricating and dosaging and how you need to do this.
Sure. Well, what happened was when I started incorporating the CBD, 2-to-1 CBD to THC, I noticed that I didn't need as much. So today I'm at a probably 10 to 12 milligrams of CBD to about 5 milligrams of THC, all in a gummy form, a gummy from a particular dispensary. And what I found was that part of my anxiety definitely is a lot more under control, and I'm sleeping well. At the same time, the CBD is actually impacting, you know, some arthritis, some old sports injuries, my ankle, my knee, a little of this, a little of that, and I'm noticing that I'm a lot more pain-free, which I really didn't expect. I mean, I've heard that CBD can be helpful in, you know, for particular ailments, but I really, you know, again, I don't necessarily say I'm skeptical, but I just didn't really know. And then this happened, and all of a sudden I am, I can feel a lot more mobile because, I mean, I wasn't incapacitated, but I can jog, I can play with the grand, you know, I can play sports a little bit, and I'm just in a different place. So the combination of the two works for me.
Isn't that wonderful? But it took a while for you to get this, to really figure this out.
It took me over a year, well over a year.
Yeah.
Because I was getting, I would just take too much of the THC, and then I just passed.
Yeah,
you know, I wouldn't pass out, but I just had that, you know, that certain feeling, almost nausea. And then at night I'd be lying in bed thinking of every single thing I did bad in my life, which would take me 2 hours to go through. and it, really, it was somewhat innocuous.
Been there,
it wasn't
done
that horrible.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
once once I figured that out, I said, okay, well, that's not good. And then I had some transdermal lotion that supposedly it wasn't supposed to be transdermal, but I called the company and I said, is this transdermal? And they said, well, no, but it's possible. I noticed that when I, if I'm having difficulty sleeping, I'll just take a little of the skin lotion that is just, it is THC, but I'll just rub it on my elbows, and I'm sleeping in about 15 minutes and not feeling the effects of, you know, any of the paranoia, any of the, you know, self-reflection that's, you know, not necessarily flattering. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So all of us really need this this REM sleep. It's so critical. It's so important for us to function, and especially with COVID, it's just been even, the anxieties are just even more. And you know, so for me, I'm relating to this, but I cut way back because the problem is that I was taking way too much CBD, and sometimes it has the opposite. Oh, gosh, I can't even tell you. I was just doing way too much of it in a day.
and
so I, yeah, probably. And yeah, so I went, yeah. So I cut way back because I really didn't need it. And now I take it as necessary. And I do a little, and I just take it as necessary. And a couple of our sponsors have some fabulous formulas. The hempenol formula, I love it for the nights that I really can't sleep. It's a great, the hempenol PM, the raw resin formula has just been fabulous for me. And Hemp Fusion does a great product for stress and sleep. And that one really, really works. That's been a fabulous. So some nights I need it. Some nights, most nights though, I don't. And during the day, I find that just a little, you know, at this point now for me, from my experimentation from years ago taking so much, now I don't need as much. And there are days that I just go without it and weeks, and then I figure, you know, I need a little. So I'm very intuitive, so I'm able to guess what it is that I do need and what my body is looking for. But there's no journal that tells you this. This is just like experimentation, knowing your own body and understanding.
Well, for me, I would wake up, and because of my youth, which is a long time ago, but because of my youth, I would come, when I would get up in the morning with family, I kind of was in a very unpredictable environment at times with people's moods and their mood disorders. So I kind of wake up, I don't like to use the word depressed, but I would wake up feeling a little down. And this is, noticed that I don't wake up like that now. I wake up and actually sometimes when I really don't need very much, I can get by with, 1.5 milligrams or 2 milligrams, which is really low. But the thing is, when you go of the THC and about 5 milligrams of the CBD, but I noticed that if I go to about 3 milligrams of THC, it's too much. It's like I start getting paranoid again, or I start getting like, oh, I just feel, I wouldn't say out of control.
Yeah, yeah.
Not really, you know, I'm getting a little bit loopy, a little goofy, and then if I hit the four milligrams, it has the opposite effect, and I start getting depressed. So you really do have to find that balance.
It's really critical. And it's like anything else in life, too. And one of the great things about doing this show is that we can talk about it. We are free to talk about it, that what works for me is not going to work for you. And it's just experimenting. Thank you so much for sharing this, because I think it's been a missing piece, and I'm so thrilled that a real patient, someone who really uses the product and has experimented and found their way, came on and shared with us today. And thank you for exposing and bringing great music to the airwaves with NewEnglandRadio.net, NewEnglandRadioNetwork.net.
Thank you so much. I also wanted to just say that if people want to see who's performing, it's WIRW.net. And then you can see Frankie Boyer Show.
Perfect. Thank you so much, Dave Tick. And thank all of you. This has been another edition of Cannabis Talk, A to Z, an Educational Odyssey with Frankie Boyer. We'll see you next time. Thanks for listening. Make it a great day, everybody. And as always, smile.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.